Rebecca, for your benefit, I will let you know who's here: Arlene Fiano, Rhea Klein, Leslie Shedd, Anne Malucci, Bonnie Massey, who is the alternate for the Historic Society, is here. Kevin Drake, John Butchimovich, our staff is absent. Kara Rate is in Zoom, and I think Paula Lynn will be joining us soon. And then from the public, we have Pam Evans. So that should bring you up to date. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 7:07. And the very first thing we're going to do is I would like to introduce Rudy Giuliani. He's going to be our curator for the case at the library that will hold artifacts from the dig. What I would like to do is let him get through everything he has to say without any interruptions from us. So if you have a pen and a piece of paper and you have a question, write it down on the back of your agenda or whatever, so we don't interrupt and make this go longer than it has to go. Let him have a chance to get his thoughts across, because I'm sure we'll all have lots to say. And when we met at the library a couple of weeks ago, I personally felt that your direction was a really good way to go. So I'm interested to see where you're going. So this is Rudy, Rhea, Leslie, Anne, Bonnie, Kevin, Pam, and Lee.
Certainly. Thank you for the introduction. Yes, my name is Rudy Giuliani. There's no relation to the former mayor. It's
yeah,
he's like one of the so I usually tell people that TV ads 40 years, but that's so I've been working in the public history field for about 4.5 years now. I currently work at Slater Memorial Museum in Norwich, doing specifically a lot of collections management, and that's where I know the Romney font from. We currently work together, and she's the one who connected me with you folks. Let's see. I'm very excited about this project. My specific angle, I think that within the so I have some experience with those specifically object-based interpretation throughout within so I've done a number of articles that deal with historical object interpretation and social media content along those lines, and that I definitely see a number of angles within the collection of artifacts from the archaeological dig a few years ago. I think there's what I'm so I know that I'm not sure how much you've kind of discussed the
we haven't discussed anything yet, so
okay.
This is our first opportunity to meet with you. We all of us have seen the artifacts. I believe all of us participated in the dig.
We need help telling the story.
We're looking for help telling the story.
Absolutely. So the way that I do currently see a number of different ways to tell that story specifically. I know that you're interested in creating a number of exhibition panels to go alongside of this case to put in the library, and that I think that there definitely are a number of interesting angles. As we spoke the other day, one particular angle is related to the demographics of a Russian post force, which were fascinating. The regiments were recruited from a bunch of different parts of France, and there's also a German regiment amongst them. There were even perhaps like a Hungarian speaking force. So there are a number of interesting connections there, and that I definitely like to explore that angle. As we also discussed, a number of the accounts from that time talk about the fact that they had particularly like it wasn't a very good. They didn't have a particularly good time sleeping out out there, and that honestly, I think that that's a fantastic part of the story, even just related to the kind of struggling with camping and trying to needing to sleep on tough ground and after a long hike. There are I think that in particular the coin. That's included in the collection. I'm almost envisioning that might be its own panel itself. There's a so there's a coin within within the inventory that supposedly and I'll confirm this with the archaeologist, but there are marks to show that King George's face was defaced, and that's kind of speaks to a really interesting aspect in that actually when the Revolutionary War began, King George wasn't seen as necessarily a hostile figure. It was his ministers that were the real kind of the they were stopping the king from hearing the colonists and really listening to them, and that changed that. That whole perspective changed throughout the course of the war. So by 1781, you have that's right in the heart of this of the full vilification of the British state. So that speaks to a really interesting moment. And yeah, so there are a number of different avenues. I'm really excited to kind of dig into
No pun intended.
ha yeah that's right well, you guys already did the digging. I'm just doing the other part. So I worked out a simple skip schedule. I am so I know that in terms of that you fully need this that this is a grant throughout the end of the year, but ideally, you want the program to be sorry, you want the exhibition to be in place by the end of September for the Living History event. And so within my schedule, I'd actually like to have the exhibition in place by the August 3rd meeting of this group at least as proposed. Date of full completion to give a little bit of wiggle room in case something comes up, but that as a
Smart.
that is a starting point. I'm mainly yeah, so so I don't know if you want me to go into my proposed kind of schedule in a little more detail or if
No,
that enough
I
or.
think the schedule is fine. I have to give that to town administrator, and if
Absolutely.
they have any questions about it, we'll deal with that then. I think that probably our time is best suited with letting everybody just kind of have a little bit of question and answer.
Absolutely.
So one of the things I came away with from our first discussion was that the story has to be something that captures you within like a 2-minute time frame. People are
Yes.
walking through the library, which was something that I hadn't considered. So it's, and there aren't enough items within there that are going to give it a whole lot of time unless you're a history buff. And the other angle, besides the time limit that we have, or it's not really a limit that we have, but it's a guideline to remember that it's a very short window when you get somebody to really look at what you have. The other thing that I really liked was the The history of the war itself is repeated again and again and again, but the life of Bolton and the experience in Bolton has never really been on exhibit. And I really liked Rudy's idea of going with that as our showcase. And these are all my personal feelings. I like the idea of talking about the, you know, how difficult it was. And we know that the trail, the old Bailey Road, the old Route 6, the old World Route, was noted as one of the worst ones to ever have to go through. And that's, you know,
they were walking through the woods, basically.
They were pushing wagons.
I didn't know
and
that.
Carts and cannons over rocks and ditches and dirt. And just, I can't
imagine.
So that kind of thing. And then how the residents of Bolton themselves were asked to help the troops and what they did with the troops. And we do need several. The library has asked that we have more than one storyboard because Liz doesn't want it to be stagnant. So, you know, you can, if we talk about different things at different times of year, gives her a chance to put out different books and keep it from being. Go ahead, Kevin.
Is that space going to be there, not in perpetuity, but until it's moved? Or until it finds another home, is that going to be a dedicated space?
Yes.
So for the foreseeable future, it could be there. And that's why they would want to rotate things out.
Yes.
Okay.
And they want it to be movable, too. And they mobile.
Who's they?
The town.
The town.
Mm-hmm. Administrators and rulers.
Okay.
Go ahead. Did you find the letter that was sent to the towns?
Rhea found it.
I found it.
Yes, good job.
We sent it to Rudy.
Yeah.
Because I knew it came from you.
It's typed. You probably could find the original letter because I saw a lot of letters that Jeremiah Wadsworth wrote. You can't really read them. I mean,
yeah.
I couldn't read them. But it would be nice to get a copy that we could. It must be in Connecticut.
The collection storage a location was listed at the bottom of that.
Yeah. Oh, it was listed?
Letter, yes.
Oh,
I forget off the top of my head what it
I didn't
says.
Pay attention. Oh, good.
And she also found Robert Siegel's information that he provided for us when we worked on the wilderness, with the wilderness for the signs. So he's got all that stuff too.
Some good descriptions of the soldiers and, you know, what was happening to them and their interactions with Boltonites. And so there's
right.
a lot of that.
So it's not like we've got to take, like you said, you've only got a limited, I don't know the right
window.
Word. The right word for investment, what time someone is willing to spend on something before their kid starts to run into another, you know, side of the library. And so the investment window. So it's not like we have to tell five stories on one board. We could have two or three boards where you could go into a topic like how Bolton welcomes people in, like how awful the kid is. That vibe with you, or
absolutely that's
versus
that's
trying
great.
To tell five stories in two things,
right? It's really about trying to capture the attention economy. So that's you know, people aren't, you know, they want to, you know, you want to be able, so they read it for 30 seconds and they go, oh, I didn't know that, and maybe it makes them want to engage with you know, the history of it more.
The hook. That's what we were talking about.
Yes.
A lot.
Okay.
At the meeting. Sorry, go ahead.
Ian. Go ahead, Ian.
There was, I don't know, several paragraphs in there. One of the soldiers had written about how the trail was, how bad it was, and he considered these mountains that he was going through. I think if you can include that, a personal explanation of what they went through to get here. And also, I believe there was a map of, or maybe it was just written down, of what houses that were here.
Yeah, they say there were 12, which I thought was a lot.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
In what radius, though?
They were coming up.
I don't know.
Coming up, I think. I'm not sure. You'd have to reread that.
I mean, they count the ones that are here. That
it does that mean that that was the community was 12
yes,
houses
that
in
was
total?
It.
That was the town.
Well,
so it's so different.
It went out though. It went to Vernon. So Bolton was really parts of like Ballymount.
Valley Falls.
Yeah, that part was Bolton
right.
at one time, and then when they built another church, it was everything.
That's a maybe an
go ahead, the Hertford Hills.
A neat angle too is how a lot of people don't think of how the communities were defined by churches. I didn't until you said that. I really didn't think about that much, and I was like, "That's what would have defined your community to you, not necessarily a town." Maybe
John Rowe did a whole.
Yeah,
I was with you and your mother. We went to see him speak. John Rowe did a whole presentation in costume, and he was talking about that, about the churches and how when they built the churches, it was really hard for those people to get over the ridge. It was like so long to get here. They spent all day here in Bolton, and they had to go back home every Sunday. It was could get very wet, and it was just a really difficult.
We think of it being 10 minutes away.
I know.
Was the church, no, it's not the original, but I think it's a second cemetery down by the church on 44.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the one of the original churches?
The Methodist.
No, the Methodist so. Church?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think the Congregational Church was the first church.
Yeah, but that was it. Okay.
I don't know my church history. I know that the Congregational Church is 300 years old this year.
That's right. Okay.
Maybe we can ask John.
John Rowe is a historian for the town of Vernon, as well as sits on the Bolton Historic Society.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a wealth of information and always willing to speak to someone. He is.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
a super, super nice person.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll get in touch with him too.
Or we can just send an email.
Okay,
you can start. Absolutely. One thing, Anne, you touched on, and Rhea, you had touched on it at the earlier meeting, was the individual views of individual people that might really capture attention. One of the things that Rhea, we talked about at the other meeting, which I thought was really neat, was about the what do they call them? The Hessians, mercenaries when they were, because they weren't just all English troops, and how this landscape was very different for a lot of them. So kind of touching on what you said, and then do you remember more about what she was saying at our meeting, which just about how an individualized touch of someone in particular's history is a neat aspect to show on a board.
Yeah, and to add on to your point, the experience for these French and the and the German contingent amongst them that really Bolton was an early stop along their march, and this was really the wilderness of a New England was really very different for them compared to farms that they had seen in Europe. And it's and I know that they talk about that in their accounts, and there's and I think that that's it's both it's a fascinating look into the town then, but it's also this kind of occurred to me as I was driving up in a way, because yeah, they did have a really hard time traversing over mm-hmm.
Just
the
adjusting.
Land here.
It sounds like
they are complaining about the stereotypical hills that Boltonites would have walked up, you know, uphill both ways, you know, through the snow and the mud and everything. That is the experience that they're complaining about, and that's, you know, and I think that's a great little.
And some of the dragons. It was unbelievable that the Rochambeau. How many wagons did he have?
Numbers. Very large.
Just for himself, for all his goods. You know, it's too bad we can't. I think that would be interesting to the town people. They don't realize
how large
carts that they had
to move an army.
That the officers drank out of tea and used silver while the troops were freezing and with no rights. They had their feather beds and their footmen.
Right. It's too bad we can't express that through drawings, Bonnie. That's what I
Well, actually, that's what I was thinking. You know,
illustrations.
Illustrations too about the signage we have at the barn, for example. And there's not that much writing on them. It's like there's a little bit of description. Is that what we want? I mean, I'm just starting to think, do we want more pictures? And then
I think that will be, I think when you talk about buttons, you have four regiments,
mm-hmm.
you need an illustration of what those regiments looked like.
Right.
And that's a simple, you know, that's a very simple thing to you can find.
And then,
that's already existing.
Yeah.
Do you?
So I think there's going to be a time and a place for as many illustrations as you can.
Yeah, the way that I'm envisioning it, so it's really going to be, so you neither want to overwhelm, you know, the space with too much text, because that'll be kind of prohibitive to somebody just kind of engaging with it within this in that way. But then you do also want to include a lot of these really interesting details and elements of the narrative, and it's really just going to be a matter of careful editing and really trying to highlight the best details.
Will you get to use the what they dug up from the Rose Farm previously?
That's not something that's been agreed upon.
We don't own that. What we're hoping is that we're going to get a case that maybe has a second drawer, a second place, or enough room in it to ask Rich Rose's family if they would be willing to put on loan in the display case for a period of time or whatever. Because to the best of my knowledge, he does not have access to his own collection because he doesn't have a climate control place to keep it in. So our hope is at some point we can talk to Rich and get, once the case is done and it meets the approval of the state archaeologist, that we can then move forward and get Rich's stuff on view as well.
You know how big it's going to be?
I don't know if we know how big yet.
The space that's available between the two heating elements, it's 30 inches wide by 20 something deep, and then the height would be
the height
is
the sky's the limit.
How many artifacts do we have?
So there are, I mean, actually, I don't have a specific count, but let's say 40 or so.
Oh, wow.
But some are,
they're just little pieces of melted lead.
Yeah. So within this, there, I mean, I'm picturing maybe, well, here, I shouldn't give any specific quotes, but let's say something like 12 to 15 items. So that
that's helpful. Just to
pick out. So.
Now, these aren't the artifacts that the kids dug up.
Yeah.
They dug up all those?
Yeah.
Wow. I was under the impression that there were only like 12 or 15.
There were several that were kind of fascinating. One was the coin. Then there's a button from every regiment that we know was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
There are wagon pieces as well. So that's a direct link into the logistical whole support.
Apple.
Yeah.
I've always thought that isn't there like a musket ball?
Yep. They're definitely.
That was what they were.
A small one or
a little one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all of those artifacts picked up at the last, was it 2 years ago that we had, or 2 or 3 years ago? That the
3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I
was in
Rhea, in that.
The letter?
All those, yes, papers.
Yeah.
Is there a lot about just Bolton?
There's
what they encountered in Bolton?
Oh, there's enough to make a description, definitely. They even have comments. I just started to read it again a little bit, and they even had comments about how pissy the girls were. Like they were very reserved, and they felt that they were too reserved, really,
because they wanted them to dance and everything.
Yeah, right.
In the evenings. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So I think that would be interesting to show that or put that out there, you know, because I think the parents would like to tell their kids that. This is how they behaved in those days. I think that's important.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think that's important to show more about the town, as much as we can about the town.
Mm-hmm. And maybe how it was different from where they came from. So make that comparison. Like, I don't know, did they come from farms? They're soldiers. Did they come from cities? I sense that they came from more cities because of some of the comments they were making. It seemed like we were just like that, not that sophisticated as people.
East of the river.
Huh?
So. I think we have to be careful, though, because if we put in too much of that, it will be too lengthy. I think if we talk mostly about Bolton, we can show a map of the houses. Even if we could do a little popsicle stick of a cart, of one of their carts that might look like, I think that would be good, because that's I think that's common knowledge what they look like.
Popsicle stick, but.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
3Ds,
I'm sure we can find photos and
How big a space do we have there to work with?
We just
30 by 20, and then it can be as tall as it wants.
Mm-hmm. What about?
So take the basic area right in front of you on that table, like a desk.
Yeah.
Like a school desk size.
As well as the spaces to either sides.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And that's where the panels.
That's what I wondered about. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should make up a car. I really think so, because I don't think the kids nowadays understand what a cart is, what a wagon was, what they look like. I was even surprised.
Mm-hmm. We've got the wagon thing. Let's see what Libby comes up with.
Okay.
What's the wagon thing?
The wagon artifacts, bits and pieces.
Oh, okay. That would be cool.
And I mean, I think that the strength of looking at creating a number of different panels means that we can take this project in a number of different directions and not necessarily and not have to.
I think we're going to need help with that too from you. is helping us decide. We don't need 10 ideas. We have to, you know what I mean? What, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
These are all really good
and
ideas.
there's also potential for future boards.
Right.
We're only limited right now by time and money. But I do know in some of the grants that Ray and I had looked into, there are monies for more curation, if you have exhibits. I mean, we obviously have a lot of information, so it's not going to be hard to. Isn't you're not gonna have to dig for hours on end to find something. There's a lot that's readily available. So, and if we find a way we want to go, but we just it's gonna take more time and another storyboard or a pamphlet or whatever, that's we can always get a future project.
That's then thank you for that's more what I meant. Not that any of the 10 ideas aren't good. We need help honing in
Right.
on and you've also got more experience than we do in terms of you know what engages people from previous exhibits, and that will be helpful
That's
because we value, you know, we want like everybody's opinion here. We want your opinion in terms of like no, that's problematic, or it's just too deep of a rabbit hole to go down into. But that it can always, you know, it's just ideas, they don't die. So,
yeah.
I was wondering how do you draw people in and really engage them? And you do that by illustrations
Right.
and artifacts. Not necessarily a lot of words,
Right.
but
Well, more
bores people.
models for
Yeah, we
kids.
talked about that.
That would be a good like hands-on if we got things like I'm thinking Lincoln Logs or Lego things or whatever, but I'm not meaning those, but
Right.
things
Down the
that
road
kids
programs.
for the kids, yeah, they could make the town with it. They have all the
Or
pieces.
maybe even that's a program that we can discuss with the library for the 250th.
That would be good.
Rudy, in your experience, do you find it's best for what a particular board or whatever is presented at one particular time? Is it better to go with an individual topic and dive into that? Also, do we have because it's a 250th, because we're really specific, does that need to be something we think about with whatever we put out right now, that
No.
it's specific to this year and a certain messaging that we want to be going giving out?
I don't feel that it needs to be specific to the 250th celebration. I think it's an exhibit that's going to stand alone if it's this year or
Well, for
25 years.
the initial output, what's initially up there,
I think that that's
makes, you
something
know what I'm saying?
when this is all done, the fact that we want it, by the way, the date has been changed to September 18th. 19th and 20th instead of
What
26th.
is this? Oh,
The living history dates.
the
Just to
event at
keep
the farm.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. They moved it up on 18th, 19th, and 20th.
I think that
Yes.
as a commission, we could
reenactment.
ask the library if they want to do a program that leads up to the weekend, or we ourselves can do something on that weekend. And suggest everybody get to the library to see the new exhibit. Hopefully, the trail will be walkable by then. The trail is going to go in as soon as they can work the ground.
Right.
So, there's another connection.
Is the trail, they're going to open up the that trail, Bradley. Not Bradley.
Bailey?
Bailey.
No. The Lhotse Trail. A
Oh.
connection between the town hall and the farm.
Oh.
So you can have a walk from the library to the
Too bad they can't do the Old Bailey Road.
Land trust is going to do an Old Bailey Road walk.
Wonderful. Good. That's great. So
I'm
they're
sorry, the land trust is going to do what walk, Arlene?
Mary Terhune is going to talk to them at their next meeting and see if they can do a Old Bailey Road walk, which is
Oh.
the old Washington Rochambeau route.
Okay.
And they will probably do it the weekend after It's a living history event.
Okay.
That's not finalized yet, but
there Rhea, do you have a copy of the letter, all the information about Boynton and Coventry, what he had written down, he being whatever his name
Jeremiah
was.
Wadsworth?
Selig?
Oh, time for Paul?
No.
The reference?
Robert Selig?
Yes.
Oh, I had that report, the whole thing.
She gave me that, the whole thing. Yeah, I had it. I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
But if I could have
the I'll send section, it to you.
Not the whole thing. I do work, but a good part of it. About Bolton, Silver Lane, you know.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
that was so interesting.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, but you have to go through it. I can't. A lot of it's highlighted, though. So that's good. And I can highlight pages. I can tell you which pages have which information. I have some of that
okay.
that I did. So, that yeah, was, definitely.
That was so that interesting. That whole section.
So, in the interest of time, are there any highlights or any questions you have from us? Or
is there anything you wanted to go over that we've not
yeah.
touched on because we segued off in various?
Not specifically, I think.
Okay.
Sorry, can I ask just one more question?
You don't have to throw anything through.
So, one question is, the next time we meet, when should it be and what should we be? What should we expect to have, like, as a, like, toward working toward the goal? And what is it that you need from us in the meantime? That's the question.
In terms of, when I was, so in terms of the next meeting, I was, by April 6th, I was going to have a, potential selections for the display case, and then also figure out a specific timeline for its acquisition and storage prior to the actual exhibition. I don't just I don't you know I figure there's somewhere that it could go beforehand, but
that seems smart. Why plan something out when we don't know what size it is, what it looks like?
Who's making it?
There are a number of companies that's
okay.
specialize in a museum quality display case.
So you're
so,
sort of in charge.
Not sort of.
Yes.
And then Rhea, the next step would from May would be him presenting a majority of his research.
Yes.
So you
did that answer help? And yeah,
did you want to meet again in April or not until May?
I mean, I think I was either by Zoom potentially or I mean this wasn't all that hard coming out here.
Okay.
But
okay.
It, you know, unless it wouldn't make sense to put this on the same night as you know as all your other bit.
No, this is
that what these dates?
I'm sorry, we don't. We generally are not so, we're not a board that makes rules and regulations, so we generally can fit you in whenever.
Is that what these dates are? Is yes. the first Monday of the month? Okay.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Was, that's helpful to that you plan it that way.
Yeah, I just, that's, so yes, yes, in this.
Oh, one other thing. I think what I'd like to do is, connect you with Christine Pitsley and Sarah Sportman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I will email all of you, including you. Did I do that? I mean,
we talked about it last time.
So I'm going to do that right away. And I'll make one email with everybody on it. And that way we can start talking.
Sounds great.
Can you do the John Rowe one too?
Yep.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
My pleasure for coming in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exciting.
Yeah. You're welcome to sit and listen to the rest of this or hang around.
Can I feed you a piece of cake? Sorry, in case you, well, because you want to, you don't have to sit here for another half an hour.
Come to our Monday meetings.
Yeah, why don't we do?
Would you like a piece of cake?
Yes, of course.
Sure. I'll cut it from the back, so I won't show
it. So when are we?
Well, no, this is have to stay for the
case.
The case has to be done by the end of the year, according to the grant.
Okay.
We would like it done by the Living History Weekend in September.
Before September, then.
Yeah. And then
that works okay for you?
It does. Yep. And that I have within the basic timeline that I put together, I'd actually like to have it in place by August. So then, you know, in case something happens, you know, kind of it can be pushed back right. Without kind of, you know, upsetting everything else. So I had it in by the and happy birthday. Thank you. Yeah. But by the August 3rd meeting, which is the meeting here, I wanted to have it, you know, it's not finalized. Finalized, just you know, within.
You're healthy.
It is healthy.
Yeah. So let's move on to approval of minutes.
I make a motion to approve the February 2nd 2026 minutes.
I would like to comment. Nice day.
Kara just seconded.
There's just one typo.
Okay.
Under correspondence, the cross country running series, Arlene, your name is misspelled.
wait, where?
4A.
Yeah.
Oh, your last name.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a funny last name. Should be FINO.
It's spelled correctly everywhere else.
Yeah. Okay. So we need a. Carol, will you second that with corrections?
Yes.
We'll
do.
I'll accept it with him. I'll make a motion to accept the minutes with corrections.
And Carol, you'll second?
Yes. Okay. I'll second. Thanks.
We do have a resident here tonight. We should just speak out. Okay.
No. Okay. I'm here for the birthday party.
We should run right through this with the farm maintenance report being next.
Yes, John is not here. John Richmond couldn't make up for that. So there's a couple things right here that really do need his. We need him here for, but so we will not have a farm maintenance report tonight. Kara, do you have an update on any accounts?
I do, yeah. So the Rosie Fund, as of February 28th, there's $8,033.23. It's pretty much just the interest of a few cents since last time. And then in the Bolton Heritage Farm Fund, as of February 4th, this was like right after we last met, the total balance was is now $12,508.14.
Okay.
That's pretty significant. What was the 12,000 and what?
12,508.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kara.
Sure.
The update for the 250th Freedom event, we spoke with the Bourbonnais and we have to change the date to 18th, 19th, and 20th. We have permission from the town administration to do what they call a big cooking pit, the big excavated thing, and they have ovens within it, and then we'll do their cooking that way so we can expand on the cooking aspect of things. And I need to check with Sarah Sportman as to where we can locate it. And also, it's my understanding that I think they found what they think was a pit similar to that on the farm. So that'll be kind of fun to go in that direction. They're going to invite, see if they can invite sutlers who are the traders.
Ooh.
Sutlers, they're the people that would follow the troops that would do, would have merchandise for sale and things. So they're going to look into the doctor and whoever else they had there last time, I don't remember. And they're also going to see if they can bring in these sutlers who do some trade. And they're very open to us opening it up to local trade people. So we can contact Betty Steeves again and see if we can't get some local people to come in and have like a small
Who
farm.
was the lady that did the dig with the students? What was her name?
Christine.
Christine.
We can ask Christine.
It was
Christine
Christine
Pitsley.
Pitsley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that.
And Sarah Sportman,
I
she's
knew
an
her name.
archaeologist.
They had a booth too, and that was
Yeah.
really neat. And
Yes. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. So we can,
that was
well,
very interesting.
we can invite all that. So that's basically everything we talked about. We didn't talk about too much else, right?
No, it's
We
just
just
really preliminary. I think the next step was,
we need a budget and
and Patrick's working on that.
Patrick's working on that. So if you can think of people that would maybe like to be part of this and sell things or do whatever, we need to start reaching out to those people, seeing if they're interested in
Do
participating.
we want to, contact, the people, like I know Barbara, I think her name, Amodio, the person who does the bicycling, and I know
And
she,
do what?
I mean, she had a booth on, bike safety and things like that. I mean, just town organizations.
I was thinking more of a small farmers market, like a more of a buy and sell, and not,
Okay.
I mean, the digging, I think the digging people should be there because that's part of history and the archaeological dig. I think Barbara's event would get lost with period costumes and all that stuff. I think that's a really good event, but probably not
You
on.
know, I just had a thought. Somebody like Leah Bob, she with the sourdough bread.
Yep.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
What about like Tom's traveling truck with the coffee?
Is he free? Because,
Oh, it's not free.
yeah.
No, but free to us.
Is he free to
Oh,
us?
free to us, but people would buy coffee from him.
Correct.
Yeah. She's in
Perfect.
town here. She has
Now,
kids
what's
in
your name?
Wolf. Trying to think because she did
Oops.
my road race.
Tom's traveling truck. Is that what it was?
Cori Deal. Cori Deal. She has a bunch of kids in the Bolton school system.
Oh.
She owns a couple of Tom's traveling trucks. And
Oh
they
yeah,
do
I've seen
it.
that advertised. Yeah.
Yeah, she
Cool
does a great
truck.
job.
You'll be a really good resource for that because you are a
Yeah.
closer.
Yeah.
So we'll pick your brain.
I will get you a bunch of vendors. Arts
Oh.
and crafts, good.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, so it'll be different than the last time then. It's a different kind of a vibe.
Well, no, it'll be the
Farmers
same.
market.
It'll be the same thing, only we'll expand the selling portion. So the reenactors will most likely do their encampment exactly where they were last time. And I figure any of the vendors can just go on the opposite side of the barn. So anybody who wants to take pictures are still going to get a pristine 1700s photograph. And then we'll separate by the driveway where we'll put vendors and
Yeah, maybe all
people.
Town Fresh will come with some free stuff like they've been, and
And ShopRite, I'm
maybe
sure.
like when the farms, Fish Family Farm, were like some ice cream, maybe someone could come with pumpkins. A farmer from town could come with pumpkins because it'll be September.
Yeah, the Jolly Farm with the pumpkins.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
should. Tommy donated meat last time for them to cook. So yeah, that's exactly what we need to start asking people.
Arlene,
They'd
well,
like
we
to
need to
participate.
also budget for transportation because last time we kind of just used our own vehicles to bring the reenactors back to the high school.
I think once we have an idea of how many of them are there,
Okay.
that is something that we should probably think about shuttling and
Yeah.
lining up the all that stuff. If it's on the weekend, maybe you could use the senior vans.
The senior van doesn't come without strings. Yeah.
Edie, what
We
were
looked
you?
into it. We looked into it before. It was actually easier to get people to drive their own cars than it was to get permission to have the senior van and pay for it.
Yeah, we had our own carpool last time,
Yeah.
which worked out.
It did.
Worked out well, I thought, but.
Yeah.
But for
Are we going to
vendors,
need
you
the church room for anything?
not this time, no. No.
But the
Room.
park can use the parking lot.
Yes, unless there's an event. So that's really, the church can't tell us whether or not they're going to have a funeral. They'll know if they'll have a wedding. You know, church service is on Sunday, but so we can kind of just, we'll see.
Yeah.
Rudy, what did you want to say?
You should consider reaching out to a P pewter pot chocolate.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, because they make 18th century ch chocolate, and a dress in the
Where are they
whole
out of?
Salem.
Oh, that's
They,
fantastic.
yeah, they're. I mean, it's great chocolate, great, great
Thank you.
stuff.
That's
Yeah, that's
cool.
do you know
That's a
them?
good idea.
I love them.
They, I not necessarily. I've met them and talked to them a number of times. They do a number of, they often do programs at the Leavenwell Inn in a North Norwich.
So this is right up their alley.
This is
Yeah.
absolutely up their alley.
Yeah.
So.
We should see if there's anyone who has like pewter artifacts that, you know, like someone that's involved in like selling antique
Sometimes
things.
these sutlers will
Yeah.
have
Yeah, it
reproductions
would
of
be cool to
pewter.
have actual pewter items for sale.
Yeah. Sometimes the sutlers do. It depends on how big they are.
If you can't find one, Tom Vaughn from Sturbridge, who's the clock guy that helped us
Oh,
rebuild our Cheney clock, he does pewter.
okay.
That's,
Well, I'll let
yeah.
you contact him.
Okay.
Mean, the
So,
more the merrier.
yeah.
Thing.
I think we have this. Go
So
we're looking at the dates, September 18th to the 20th, is
No.
that right?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
There's only like 12 known. I would die to have one.
Okay, so that's the
We'll
update.
talk on the way home.
That's the update on your 250th. So, eyes, ears, and ideas in terms of what we can do for like a small market, and we will contact the state archaeologists and the like, and all those people. And Kara, I will bring up the these two items with Patrick for the budget. Okay, we had a letter. We're gonna six and eight are gonna be combined. The correspondence that I received this year was about the Eagle Scout project, and his name is Cedric Garcia, and he's looking for a project to do on the farm. I was hoping that John would be here so that he could share his possible ideas with us. But I will make sure that I put this again on next month's agenda and make sure I get. I sent him an email, but he's been really busy.
Could he make a replica of a wagon?
Wow. As an Eagle Scout project, he has, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be cool?
He has to involve his whole troop, and he has to do research. But yeah, that might be something for people. I don't know.
I would just urge caution to make it feasible.
Well, he's got
All
the
I would
crazy money for
say,
a
that is all I would
project with
say.
my carpenter dad when I was
It
young.
needs to be feasible and finishable.
Yeah, they're not that hard for me.
Make it full size?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say full
Yeah.
size.
Yeah. And I know of a kid craft to make small ones at the library for the librarians.
I don't know if it's something that he could bring before his troop and do what he has to do and get all his hours in and have a finished product by September.
Yeah.
But
Maybe like
there's
in
no
cabinetry
reason.
or somebody in town to like help them.
He's got to have the troop help.
Yeah. But like to get like supplies and stuff.
I'll ask.
Okay.
We need to ask Dean Cabinetry. No,
I mean, if you
you
take
leave this
canvas
wagon
and
up
you
at the
take
farm from now on. Yeah.
right.
Speaking of barn, I think that's a good idea.
I think it just looks so cool to have like a replica to go along
Anything else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could also, double as like a play for kids afterwards,
That sounds great.
No. Okay. So I will put the Eagle Scout project on the next one as well and talk to John and see what he's got, and then I'll put the wagon idea in there.
Maybe
There
a
was some.
bench. I mean, maybe a bench.
Yeah, we have. Usually we save the benches for memorial, but sure. I mean, this guy's the. I don't know what this kid's gonna want to do. All I know is he's got to involve the other scouts.
Does he know what he wants?
No, he's looking for projects. He's coming to us seeing if we have something that might fit his. I'll double check with John again. We have been working on our master plan, and it started out. You guys all remember the master site plan, right? For Lago. That was approved. Remember this? So every couple of years, we try to update it, and we have our list of updates. And then we also, because we have a new board of selectmen who wanted to present to the board of selectmen. So our presentation has evolved. We now have this plan, which we will insert all of our updates. We have a condensed version, which would be helpful for grant writing and other purposes. And then we've come up with an executive summary, which we can present to Board of Selectmen, and they can see what's in here in a nutshell and know from us what's needed. So,
And then an update.
and did you pass out copies?
I did.
Yeah.
So there's going to be the master plan. There's a 22 update, 2022 update. There is a 2024 update. And this would be a 2026 update.
Is this
Underneath that is going to be a master plan overview.
one? You care.
There's going to be a master plan overview. Master plan is just too long for anybody who wants to go through it to and get an understanding. It's not that it's too long, it's just like many topics, it's really detailed. So an overview is like a cliff notes for people to be able to go through. It's helpful for grant writing. It really just summarizes everything. That is still too long to present to the Board of Selectmen. The boards come and go, they change. We are fighting for their attention. What we've decided works best to present to them is something that they don't need background on the farm. Well, and if they want to, we can point them where to go, but that's not what's really important. We're at a point where we need them to understand like the coordination that we need from them. We're at a point where we've got big things we want to talk about. So we spent some time, Arlene and I, just really going through it and condensing it in whose 2.5 pages.
So this, great. To this.
So it is literally a front and a back of a page, and then the final page is the conclusion. So anybody who's on the board, hopefully, when they can't remember what we need their help with, they know. And this really, I threw it back in AI this morning. AI is wonderful and scary, but I threw it in this morning and said, this is my draft. I don't need it longer. I don't need it shorter. I just need to make sure it flows, and I need to make sure that it's not repetitive. It did present slight edits. I forget what they called it, like tensing, where, for example, like, you can say this in one sentence instead of two. It condenses those. But it said overall, this flows. And it, from the lens of presenting it to a town board of selectmen.
Great. It's a machine. Yeah, that's fantastic.
So
it looks good.
I would suggest everybody read it. And if there's something in there that you just don't agree with or you think should be changed, just
let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Now,
email.
Tomorrow night, anybody is welcome to join me. Did you want to lead in
no.
that conversation?
No.
We need to change the board's understanding. Well, because there's still new people too, right? Like, they don't know who we are. And outside of being on an agenda and outside of, like, you know, getting 2 minutes at the beginning of a board meeting, it's been suggested to us that showing up more, perception is reality. So, and you can change that pretty quickly, I feel within 3 to 4 months of showing up consistently to meetings, they're going to know who we are. They're going to know that we care. And also because we need them now. We need the next steps we want to take. We really need them to sign off on this stuff. It's big stuff.
It's bigger stuff, bigger projects.
So it's been suggested that we, a bigger, better, bigger, more consistent presence would be helpful. And I think we can change that any perception they have, meaning whether they don't know who we are or they it's not, it's good, it's bad, we can improve it, especially because there's a second round of money,
right? And one of the reasons for trying to be more present is when the finance meetings come up, it's very easy to be the first thing they cut. Because it's not a town necessity, no matter how we feel about it. It really is more important to fix a road and hire a teacher. But at the same time, a little money wisely spent could help them defer some costs. And those are the things we need to remind them, that if they look at all the things we've done since 2008, is that when we all started? And we just let them know and remind them, we're more apt to not be cut or partially cut instead of fully cut.
When they can understand what their part in it is,
yeah,
what role they play.
They're less apt to cut us if we're more visible.
I mean, there's revenue opportunities there.
There are revenue opportunities that are put in a budget every year. And as the budgets get cut, we're one of the first things that get cut.
But I mean, like at the farm itself, like the farm could be making money for the town if it was being rented out.
Correct. And our present administrator sees that, our administrator, and they are looking forward to being able to rent a pavilion or being able to rent at some point so that it defers the cost, which has been our plan all along. is to take some of the burden of the cost of the farm off of the town.
And we may be right at the precipice of being able to start making that happen. So that's why showing up is going to matter. We're going to be presenting the final version of this next month.
If we can get on the agenda.
If we can get on the agenda, correct. So tomorrow night is just going to be me introducing myself and the commission to the entire board. And this will be in the residence forum. And then just explaining that we are going to be trying to get on the agenda to present a master plan executive summary, and that we would appreciate them taking the next 30 so odd days and thinking of what questions they might have about the farm, so that when we meet, hopefully in April, we can have a really productive conversation. So that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow night. Anybody is welcome to join me.
It crossed my mind today that
maybe
since we lost out on this latest grant,
mm-hmm.
And if you drive by the green, which we all do repeatedly, you know, there's parts of it that just are unappealing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's not for the gazebo and a few planted trees, then the picnic tables. There's really not much happening there. This is an opportunity, actually, for them to put aside a couple thousand dollars of this quarter of $1 million they're sinking into drainage and soil to put together something good, something that is.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's our town green, and it really doesn't look good. So
okay, so we lost the 250.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just happens that we have somebody who's knows a lot about landscape design that could.
You mean on the board of selectmen?
No, I mean like you.
Oh, well, they also have a board of selectmen number too.
Who?
Mather.
Mather Clark. It's Mather
Clark. Yeah. Landscaper. Yes. He does a nice job. He's good.
But
and he's got good ideas.
There's more money
right.
after.
So
that's
a town issue. That's not our issue.
Right. No, it isn't. But it's all connected though.
It's
when
all
you
connected.
You know,
so
you say you have this opportunity,
right.
you want to be sure you take advantage of it.
In our conversation with Jim Rupert, because we had to talk to him about this before we moved anything forward. He has done several things for the farm. One is he has gotten proposals, estimated costs for both the pavilion and for the utility/bathrooms. Utility/bathrooms came in at just under $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So the septic system is going in this year, the community septic. We are on the plans to be included in the
yield
output, whatever it is.
Connectivity.
So it has been recommended to us that we find a way to phase work within the barn. So we've put a call out to Sarah Nelson, who wrote the report for us on, she helped us with this and she did the report on the barn. She's no longer taking on big projects. But we're going to have a question and answer with her. So she has a better idea of what we're looking for. And she's going to find a colleague to help us create another report that phases out how to get the barn up in the health and safety and fire codes so that we can take these grants that come in at the $250,000 mark and put it towards projects. But you can't just say, oh, I want the $250,000 and not have
right.
that ready.
Yeah.
So we will be working in the near future on one more, instead of it being a site plan development, it'll be a phased barn development. And then the town has given us the green light to do this. Don't know what it's going to cost. Don't know, you know, These are all things to be determined, but they are willing to help us pay for it.
What's the $250,000 for?
The $250,000 was a grant that was given to the town for park and recs departments by Andy Ron. He's our
He's our state senator.
State
oh,
senator.
Okay.
And these grants for an unseen amount of time will be coming along. There are monies that this MD Ron has gotten and is giving to small towns for projects. So we need to get ourselves ready. So that's where we're at next.
Who got the two? Where did the 250 get allocated?
To fixing up the green.
Really?
There's a reason.
There were reasons they had it. The project had to be started and finished, and they felt that it was something that they could actually start and finish with the time that they were given. So
it was unexpected.
The money.
We're all surprised, Paula. Not just you. Yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that, but
why we have to have projects
so
ready.
We will be. We're going to work to have attainable projects. I mean, if we can find a grant for, you know, utility buildings and bathrooms, it's on Jim's radar, but it's a huge sum of
it doesn't feel feasible, so we got to pivot a little bit.
Yeah, so we're going to see.
I'm confused. Is it 250 just for the green?
Yes. Does that 250 grant was a Parks and Rec grant.
Okay.
And at a Board of Selectmen meeting, they had people come up with ideas. Yeah. One of them was a pavilion at Hare Park. One of them was a pavilion here at the farm. And there were a million other things that they were going to do. We got shortlisted. We were put on, say people came up with 50 ideas. We were on the last five. And it just didn't happen. But we weren't ready. But they could not accomplish putting up a pavilion in the allocated time. They couldn't do it. So that's why we lost that. So. Anyway, there'll be more coming down.
Yeah,
$10,000. Didn't we get like something for the other grant for like $8,000 or something? Or isn't there another one, the Hartford?
That's why
Rudy's
here.
I'm sorry.
That case. We applied to the Hartford Giving so that we could get a case and stories.
Okay. All right. All right. That's what that's for. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So I think that's basically the master site plan. Anybody any questions? I really want you to read this and get back to Kevin.
Yeah.
And myself.
I
like it. I don't like it. It's too short. It's, you know, but keep in mind, this is the attention span of the horse lecture for 5 minutes.
I'm not really going to be open to it. Needs to be more detailed.
Yeah.
It can't be.
Can't be really.
What I do need people's opinion on is, we wrote it. What I need people's input on is when I read this, Kevin, it made sense to me. And that's what I want is the average reasonable person to read through it and feel like they understand if they were a board member where the farm is at. And I'm ready for more information, Farm Commission, when you've got it for me. That's what'll be helpful. If you read it and you're like, this doesn't make sense to me, I need to know. That's what I need to know.
Can you send it out in an email too?
Yes.
Thank you.
I read it a couple times, not with what you just said in mind, but one of the things I think we always have to emphasize is that we want to continue to expand the farm for the residents. The
okay.
use and the
that it's to benefit the
services,
town. This benefits the town.
Right. you know, that there are a lot of people use it just regularly, and we always want to get more.
You feel that could be not hammered, but you know what I mean? Like sometimes you do have to hit people square between the eyes.
You don't really maybe even have to say it in here as much as to say it to them.
Okay.
That our focus is
so many people sledding
is to just make sure that the farm is continuing to engage the community. In
we,
a variety of ways.
We invested in this. We bought this.
It is used, and they see that.
Yeah.
They see that.
Okay, thank you.
There should be somebody in charge that the population of Bolton can say, I want to have a wedding here. Reception, or I want to have a big picnic, Girl Scout picnic, or something like that. The farm that I went to, I don't remember which one it was. Do you remember?
No, the one in Ridgefield.
We actually talked about it.
They know, and it's in here that there will be management needed.
We actually talked about that.
It's in here.
And
okay, yeah.
Right now, you can have a wedding at the farm. They cannot stop anybody from flying a kite in your background.
Right.
Whereas the phased pieces will create spaces that you can reserve. So yeah, that is part of the pieces that would be in motion.
Okay, because that woman that who ran it down at the farm, she. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just notify her for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so who do you call?
You want to have
a wedding.
At this point, we don't have that. It's in here.
But she was the one who actually pointed out to
okay.
that needs to be in there. There
okay.
needs to be a...
As long as it's in there. I haven't read it yet.
It's part of the...
It talks about... Okay, it's on page 2, right in the middle, at the end of the barn. Long-term success will depend on clearly defined town management structure.
Okay.
So it's addressed that down the road you guys are gonna have to figure out a plan. That's not us. That's on the town.
Right.
To figure
that
out.
Yeah, we're taking the money.
And it was also discussed. You know, and it was the administration's idea that if and when you do have a structure that is rentable, at that particular point, a percentage of the rental income could go into a fund that could then be used to match grants to do more things. So they're willing to work with us in terms of. So the wheels are turning not only in terms of how it has to be managed and what we need, but how we can also start to accomplish it as a team. So, because
including engaging more with with the board to make that happen, which might have felt like it was stalling. So,
you know, to be more visible in the finance meetings. I mean, we've been going to those a lot. Board of Selectmen meetings, and then when the if and when these committees come up to decide who gets what, all town meetings are open to the public. Nothing is technically done behind closed doors. So you just need to be a little more diligent about being present at a lot of these
showing up.
Yeah. So think about that too, like whether you could be willing on, you know, if you know that there's a meeting on Tuesday, I gotta get down there. I'm sitting here as we're talking and I'm like, please, Kevin, don't forget tomorrow night. Don't forget tomorrow night.
You know, we just like our meetings, they're all vibrant now. You can zoom into things as well. So you don't have to leave your house every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I do not have any other
The only new business I wanted to talk about was that I was hoping to talk to John tonight.
Oh, yes.
I think it would be helpful to try to clean up the first floor of the farmhouse.
A good idea.
It's not some we need John's involvement. It's his crew, but I wanted him to understand that, like, I'm willing to help if I can get in there and I won't fall through the floor and die. I'm willing to help and wear, of course, I'll wear a mask, but it doesn't have to be vacuumed. Just people do the same thing I do. I'm friggin' nosy, especially all the event with things we're gonna have at the farm this year.
Yeah.
People go up and they look in those windows and it's a derelict house. So I wanted to at least start a conversation with them to find out what we can help with. Whether it's, once a month we go in and we just clean up one room. I'm not saying we have to clean the whole floor, the whole first floor in a weekend or a day.
You could freak him out by telling him we wanted to clean it and then have a haunted house.
And he said he would be willing to talk about it. And Jim Rupert said he would have to connect, but I'm willing to go in and help a little bit to just get that broom swept and not looking like a haunted house.
To do the broom, you have to sweep the ceiling.
It's
Yeah,
it
it's
would.
I never saw anything like it.
So
They have to go in there with hazmat suits.
I think with a little elbow grease, it's
Yeah.
not, we're not moving in there. It's just
Yeah.
so that people, when they look in these windows, it looks like we don't care about it. And that's not true. So, I mean, we have until September that there's plenty enough time to get in there one or two or three times and just.
Same thing, the barns have become a catch-all for all our stuff, and it's really not a good habit.
So I think the greater topic is that we've got to take a little time this year
Yeah.
and clean up a little bit.
Yeah, it goes the downstairs where the stanchions are and everything, too. That's disgusting.
So, anyways, at least Rebecca, I just wanted that in the minutes.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Okay, I think that's everything. Anybody have anything else they want to add? Well,
I make a motion. Are you looking for a motion?
Sure. Yep.
I make a motion to.
I second. Oh, I can't, can I?
I'll second it.
Thanks, Paula. It's time for cake.
I know. Yeah.
Enjoy, guys. Happy
Sorry.
birthday.
Thank you. Who made the motion?
I did,
Uh,
Paula.
Rhea made the motion and Paula Lynn seconded it. And
Thank
all
you.
in. And everybody's
I happy time.
Rebecca, I have a question. I want to make sure that you are always get the Zoom link. Does that come from me or does that come from the
Job
telephone?
matches too.
This time I got it from Sue Ellen, I want to say.
Okay.
She
Okay.
has been
I
sending
don't
them to
need
me,
yet.
so
Okay.
I assume she's going to continue.
I had a last minute freak out and I thought, oh my God, she wasn't on the list. What if the phone didn't send them? So,
Well, I appreciate
okay. So you are now on
it.
our list and you'll probably get more information than you want. Okay.
Oh,
Thanks.
thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye all.
Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.